This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Wait, is he still Asian?
I think he is.
I've been gone a while. I assumed he...
Jamie Ingram is back! Woo!
Everyone gets crazy when you're here.
I don't think that's true at all. I didn't sense it.
Really? You got an applause when you came in the parking lot.
You know what? Here's the thing about the applause. It's mockery, and
what?
I appreciate it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Who would mock you?
It feels like everybody, but they're consistent about it. So in terms of the Comedy Store, I couldn't ask for anything more than...
I believe this. That
sincere mockery.
Right. And when you're on the road, it's all you think about is the Comedy Store, right? Or the Comedy Store podcast. Like, you can't wait to get back.
The main thing, I'm just like, I could be podcasting right now.
Right.
And there could be 60 to 70 people worldwide listening to this.
Right.
I don't know if we even got 60 anymore.
Oh, we definitely do.
We're up to 6.
We're a little higher than that, but we're not at 19,000. Is that was the last... arena you did, right? Wasn't it 19?
I've done some 19,000 seaters. That's just casual.
Be cool. It's just cash.
It's
total cash.
People are like, what's that like? And it's like, it's just the easiest shit ever.
Do you really feel that? Only because when it's a bigger crowd like that, it like ripple affects the
I know. It's fun. It's when you do it in the round... I mean, I'm doing crowd work.
The round.
Yeah.
Hard as fuck, but
so,
awesome.
Yeah, oh, it's great. There's people seated all around you, but you can't see most of the Coliseum around
right.
you. You can hear them, but you can't see them. So you basically are just performing to...
Jesus! What?
Things are getting weird down here.
Shut up. What did you do? You did that on purpose. Did you record Rick's set?
I did.
Was that you killing in front of...
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I mean, that... It
I don't want to never, ever hear that again.
That's the TV mocking Rick now. The TV's mocking Rick.
Oh, my God.
That sounded like dead people clapping. Those people were dead, Eleanor.
Do you think it was Jeff Scott?
It was probably Jeff Scott. Likely that ghost that Carl LeBove was singing about. Likely Carl LeBove.
Could be Carl come back to kick that ghost.
He's coming
now.
Down here like, you guys don't even promote my episode.
Oh my God, it was one of our favorites. How dare you?
Either way, if that clapping happens again, I'm going to take the Leslie Jones route and never
I'm
come down in this basement again.
I'm definitely leaving with you if it happens again. So, the Leslie Jones route.
Even with this new state-of-the-art studio, there's no way she's coming
These
down.
These lights, you know, in case we have cancer, everybody can see it.
That is
good. In case we don't have cancer, we will get it from the lights. So it's a win-win, I think.
I'm glad we don't have those circle light things.
The ring lights?
Yeah.
Ring lights are better than whatever this is.
I don't know. Oh, there's one up there.
Yeah. Wait, but ring lights aren't as, at least to me, I don't think they're as abrasive as this.
Well, I heard...
This, you could probably see the bobby pins.
I heard Sebastian
hair.
Talking about it, and I'm like, this guy just gets it. But...
Shut up. He was talking about...
Someone was like, I think it was Mark Norman or someone had a clip, and they were like, what's bothering you right now? That was the question.
That's what he came up with?
That's what they asked him. And for Sebastian... It made me laugh. It's a funny... you're like, yeah, that
it's
is
a really funny observation.
What's bothering me?
What, right ring now? Light.
Ring lights.
I saw that clip. He was on We Might Be Drunk with
Arkansas
Pearl.
Yeah. That's so funny.
It's like, I can see the circle crumbling in your eye. Like, yeah, you really can't.
The world's crumbling, and this is infuriating, no. Sebastian. A
every
ring
day,
light.
Something. What are you doing? You're sitting in a studio apartment with your ring light. Comedy would be
control.
So much better if I was
I would love
eccentric Italian.
I'm going to send him ring lights just to have around the house. Furious. Lana will just set them up everywhere just to piss him off. That'd be great. The kids are like, I love this. And Sebek, get them out of here.
Has one of his butlers take it out of his.
Whoa, he's got.
I assume it's like Billy Madison's house.
Yeah, that's how it is.
There's like a
he
hotel.
Rides around on a cart. Yeah. Of course.
I
that
could
makes
be wrong.
Perfect sense.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make that kind of money,
he made $240 billion.
Is that what it says?
That was the actual stat.
If I Google Sebastian right now, it'll say 240 bajillion.
And he just passed Elon Musk. And
wow.
I don't want to take credit for it, but the same night that I met Elon Musk, he got passed to become the second. He's now the second richest man.
Got it.
And I don't want to say that I have that kind of, you know, people
power.
Don't go, huh, that's weird, but. He literally, I'm like, oh, this guy.
You're very powerful to knock him down like that.
You know,
I mean, because it's now that you're on the road.
His value plummeted.
Right. Now you control what
the markets. Yeah. Bonds.
Everybody just expected you to roll up in like a Lamborghini. I'm like, he's opening.
Yeah.
Like,
plus, as Party Pete used to say, my Lambo's in the shop right now. So.
Wow. I mean, if anybody really had a Lambo in the shop, it was definitely Party Pete.
Yeah.
100%. Where do you think Party Pete is now?
He's probably on like Melrose.
Still.
In Doheny.
With Larry Melrose Green or whatever the fuck.
Hanging around, running the same games. You know, I know the owner of this place.
Yeah.
What's their name again?
And he would do that repeatedly.
Snap kick to the peaches on O'Neal. It's just a lot of God.
O'Neal's on the lineup with us tonight. It's
is
one
that
of
true?
My favorite lineups.
How good is it? I didn't even look.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is
all fucking Binder on it.
No, Binder is on the early ones.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
All right.
But it's Bobby Lee. I don't know who's opening. I didn't pay attention to that. Is that okay. Sorry. It's Bobby Lee. You.
A-listers
me.
Only with
O'Neal.
Eleanor.
Wow.
One, two, three.
It was funny. That's an old school Comedy Store people.
Yeah. It could be 2005 with that lineup.
Right? Hopefully there's more people in there than we've had in 2005. A couple weeks ago on a Tuesday.
What's he doing?
Did you make that brighter?
Did you turn the lasers on? What are you doing, man?
Did you want people to see the
I have
the
blemishes.
Dental surgery that I had yesterday?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to get people to see? Can you see my swollen face?
Is that what's going on?
Is it bad? This side? You don't see it?
No.
I'm getting an implant, not here.
What?
But here.
Nice.
Oh, it hurts so much.
What? So?
They got to fucking dig in your mouth, in your all the way up. Because, you know, my Irish / English rotting teeth.
You know what the problem is? You...
Got raped by the English somewhere along the line? Definitely happened.
The real problem is that your DNA has grown accustomed. Your teeth require constant alcohol.
Oh, and I don't put
And you don't drink. And so your teeth are losing the alcohol strengthened enamel.
Could be right. Although my brother, he likes a drink.
Yeah.
Right? Charlie will have a drink from time to time.
Charlie
drinks a little. And
his teeth are rotting?
He took them all out. He took them all out, and he got, and they look great.
Nice.
And he loves it, because now he doesn't have any more.
He's back.
Drama. Like, he's not dealing with losing one at a time. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's real Philly talk right there.
I might do it, because I think he's on to something.
Yeah.
It's just easier to take them all out.
We should get, can we get a sponsorship with some sort of a dental?
Yeah. I bet you I could read that one really well.
Especially with your Invisalign.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
God damn it. Could we get Invisalign?
I had Invisalign.
Not the way she was talking with it.
My God.
That's not going to sell any Invisalign.
Hold on.
Can we get Invisalign?
You were like a Cynthia Levin bit.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, no.
You don't remember that? I was spitting everywhere.
I don't remember anything.
I don't have.
I blacked out the last 20 years of my life.
No way. You remember everything.
Some of the best memories I don't have were in this building.
All of your memories are in this building. Your whole
that's
adult
true.
Life.
Your that's whole. That is basically true.
But now I can remember, I was thinking about this the other day, and I would say, like, hey, I was working in blah, blah, blah. Rick, have you been there? You're like, no, Eleanor, I don't go there. Now you have been to all those places and then some.
I've been to some places.
What has been your favorite so far?
The Gold Coast in Australia is amazing.
It's like Miami.
Yeah. And they literally are just trying to be
America.
Yeah. And specifically Florida.
Right.
But
it's so
like, there's, it's kind of like a mix to me of like La Jolla and, and what's the fancy place just north of Miami?
Oh, shit.
Tampa? Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale?
Isn't
would be
that
fancy? I wasn't
Orlando.
Thinking of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, they're all kind of...
Yeah, because it's not like... There's no... At least not that I saw. There wasn't like a, you know, Miami Beach party area, but...
I see what you mean. Like, not the... But the look of it. I remember jogging and running all around this area. I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. I'm all by myself because Andrew wouldn't do anything, you know? So I was just free bird all day. I mean, we couldn't even get him to play with the kangaroos.
Yeah, wild kangaroos.
Amazing.
Around.
So cool.
They basically look like deers that God hates.
Yeah.
It was just like, what if we gave them... What if we gave them tart arms?
They're like dwarf, they're like dwarf deers. With
what if we gave them? What if we gave them T-Rex arms? But we made them extra strong.
What if we had them? We had a deer raped by.
Hear me out. This is what we're gonna do. I got a new deer coming out, guys. So,
but we'll only put them in Australia.
We're giving them T-Rex arms, but even things out, we're gonna give them a pouch.
Yeah. Marsupius. Marsupial? Marsupius. How you say it?
Marsupial?
Marsupial.
Yep.
The pouch.
It was not even close.
Marsupius.
Shut up.
She was talking about the Greek god
I got
of
excited.
Kangaroos.
The Greek.
Marsupius.
They are the Greek goddess of deers. They are the Greek deers. Marsupial.
But yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. I made him Italian now.
Australia in general is great.
Australia, amazing.
They're
isn't that
absolute
weird?
Savages.
The best.
They have. There's no PC culture at all, and it honestly felt like 95% of the country is blue collar, and just like super cool about it. Like the front row in like a 7,000 seat theater, you usually get some fucking rich people, and you can really shame them for being rich.
Yeah,
but in Australia.
Just like, no, mate, we spent our whole year's salary on this.
Yeah.
Mate.
You're just like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm a debris mover. All their jobs are just a literal
mover.
Explanation of what they do. There's a guy who's a driver. He goes, I drive a people mover. I go, what's a people mover? He's like, a van. Why do you call it a people mover? And he's like, that's what we call it. I go, is that true? Do you guys call them people movers? And like literally 5,000 Australians are like, yeah. Like, you guys are fucking unbelievable.
Weirdos. I love that.
Oh, they were so dumb. And as long as you called them cunts.
Oh, they loved it.
They were so cunt. Happy.
Well, they hate the Lebanese for no reason.
Is that
or
true?
Maybe there is a reason. I'm not sure. But when I was there, somebody told me to pick on the Lebanese, and the whole front row was Lebanese.
Is that right?
And so they were like, call them Lebos. And I was like, okay. I'm thinking, there's going to be a fight.
Sure.
I'm fine with it.
Is that what Youssef is? I think he's Lebanese.
Is he Lebanese?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. The Lebanese are up front loved it.
Yeah.
And they were like, when people were yelling stuff at them, they would yell stuff back. And they were like, this is, I was like, now that's how it should be. If you don't like each other, you say it out loud.
Oh, these.
You call each other on it.
These people.
And you just go back and forth.
Just no pride whatsoever. Wonderful people.
Unbelievable.
Like to hang out with. You're just like, these guys are great. They took me to an Australian Football League game.
Oh.
Had no idea what was going on. This guy, Colin, who worked for the people who booked the tour agency or whatever.
Yep.
He's explaining it to me. You know, I'm just watching. I have no idea what's going on.
You say football, you mean soccer or you mean real football?
It was Australian rules football.
Okay.
So it's like, so I'm watching it. The first quarter or half or whatever it was, I'm watching. I'm just like, this is just like terrible football.
Right.
Like American football. Where I was like, oh, this is awful. It's just like a pussy version of football.
Okay. So it was like flag football?
It's like, I couldn't even describe it. It's like they're not tackling each other, but it basically was like ultimate frisbee, but with a football kind of thing. And
oh, boy.
So I'm like, watch, just like, this is like weak football.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the security guards for the tour played football in college.
Okay.
Played at Ohio State. And so I'm like, so dude, are you watching this? Just like, how sad is this? And he's like, nah, man, you can't think about it like football. You just got to look at this. Like, this is like super action soccer. And I'm like, oh yeah, that is basically what it is. This is basically soccer with a football and they're slightly super tougher. And I'm like, but yeah, once I saw that, I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you watch it. And then it's basically just a bunch of Australians yelling cunt at.
Oh, that's.
Oh, we hate him. He's a cunt. Like, you said that about 40
every
of the players.
That's been on the thing.
Yeah, they all that.
When I remember being in, I want to say it was Sydney. Oh, no, maybe. Yeah, Sydney.
Sydney's great.
And I saw like, I don't know, maybe 100 people with American football shirts. A lot of Green Bay.
Yeah.
A lot of Bears, like Midwest. Like, I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, are you a big Green Bay fan? Vikings. I saw a lot of Vikings. And I was like, oh, you like? And they're like, yeah. And then they just start rattling off stats and play. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
They're criminals.
100%. Yeah. They were like, we like a Viking. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Yeah. They're a wild people.
That's great.
Did not care for Christchurch, New Zealand at all.
I did not get to go there, so I'm jealous, but you didn't like it at all.
Didn't care for them.
Did you at least fuck a sheep?
No. I didn't.
What?
I didn't even see one.
Really?
And.
Crowd
was great,
real?
But did not care for him at all.
Really?
They seem surly.
And why do you say Christ? What'd you say, Christ?
Christchurch?
Really?
Yeah, that's the name of the city.
And oh, that's what it's called? I thought you were making fun of their religion.
No. Christchurch is the city in
New
Zealand.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. They seemed like they were into... They're really into Trump, which is weird.
Cause and Christ
it's a different,
or no?
They might be into Christ.
Oh,
speaking
why do you
of,
fit so close?
Speaking of our Lord and Savior.
Korean Jesus.
Here Whoa. He is.
Korean Jesus, that's a lot of cologne.
Korean version of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot
well,
of
things,
water
ooh.
Into sake.
Things, God right? damn it. Things just got sexier.
Yeah, it got real good.
How
they
are things,
real
Bob?
Sexy. What,
oh, shit, we got fucking...
What's his name?
Rick Ingram, the biggest
back.
Opener... In Hollywood businesses now.
Is that wow.
It's like everybody's doing it.
Man. I had not heard that.
We were just talking
Chappelle,
about Australia.
Rock, everybody. Chris Tucker probably next.
Is that right?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah. And then
Tucker hasn't even reached out.
Mama's That's... Boy. What's the other one? What's the other one name? Mama's Boy?
Mama's Boy? Nick Swartzen?
Martin Lawrence.
Was oh.
Mama Boy? Is that a Mama Boy?
No. Big Mama's House.
I've never seen the movies, but you know what I mean?
I was thinking, like, isn't that a Nick Swartzen movie?
Is that Nick Swartzen movie?
I did like, say Nick Swartzen.
Yeah.
I was like...
That character with the buck teeth? What was that one? With Nick Swartzen. That was a good movie.
Bucky?
Bucky? Hi, Bobby.
Bucky.
You're not
Bucky
energetic
Lucky.
At all.
I just
Everything
got back
all right?
from the spa, man. I feel great. Man. I feel
really?
Refreshed.
How are things?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You smell good or whatever that is.
You've got good energy.
Yeah, I have fancy colognes. I spend hundreds of dollars
good
on
for you.
I don't give a fuck,
are you out impressing the ladies?
I get nothing right now, dude. Oh,
look
at that fucking
Eddie! Wow. Eddie!
There it is.
Wow.
Look who it is.
I didn't realize. No, but I like it. She can be if she wants to be. Annie Letterman.
No, come in.
No, I like how, like...
I love your eye shadow.
No, I know.
Yeah. I like you here. I'm just saying. Got your energy right.
You're not supposed to be.
What?
You go places you're not supposed to be.
Oh, how'd you grab that?
She does what she wants to do.
Oh, she does?
Did she?
Is that on?
She has a mic at all times.
Annie Letterman.
I usually pull it out. What's that?
Can I ask you a question?
Your eyeshadow looks beautiful.
I don't want to cause any controversy.
So you're going to start a problem right now?
Yeah, I think I am.
I do think he...
By the way, me, Rick, and Annie are wearing blue. What do you got?
What?
Yeah, what do you got under there?
Well, you guys, because I Avatar?
Yes.
Yes, because of Avatar. Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Ask me your controversial question.
Why?
I can't, because this is gonna go viral.
No, what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, your boyfriend, I love him a lot, right?
Okay, that's
Does he get to choose his clothes or do you buy it for him?
Wow.
I don't...
Just stop for a second.
Hold on.
It's just that's not nice.
He's been dating you, right?
Yeah.
He's elevated his game, and because of the Aviator Nation, it's expensive stuff. He's wearing full-blown Aviator Nation from top to bottom. Can he afford it?
What my baby wants, my baby gets.
That's what I'm saying. That's what That's all I wanted to hear.
I don't dress him though, but
he picks it out.
And he also does take my credit card out of my purse and he actually swipes it.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's good.
So he can get the credit of seeming like he's buying.
Yeah, because let me say something.
Good for him.
That sweatshirt, $150 bucks.
Have it in every color.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And he's wearing the same thing, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
This is what equality is all about.
Yeah. He works. No, he works.
He's my edits.
Producer, yeah, but he has a show, a Netflix show he works
on. He just won an Emmy Award.
So you don't make money when you edit?
Why are you on this side?
Because I love Annie.
We're on this side of the table.
You're right.
You're
all right. All right.
That's true. This is point counterpoint, Eleanor.
This is old versus young,
Do you know how debate works?
All right.
We're the young ones.
We're young?
Yeah. Well, we're definitely the elder.
We're the wrinkles. Listen, I came hot.
Sometimes I go, do you want a computer today? Like, I'll just take him.
I love it. I love it.
I like being a sugar mama.
Yeah.
But he does everything. In exchange, he does every single thing for me.
Todd.
Yes.
I forgot his number. No, I now remembered.
That's the rude part.
That's the elderly part.
You pretending like you don't know his name.
He's elderly.
You know who is a power
I'm elderly.
He definitely knows his name.
That was a good move, though.
It was pretty good.
I see you. I know you. I've known you so long.
Was that not a good Rick?
Well,
Rick?
I thought you were being nice, like you didn't want to shame him.
Me
but
too.
I'm like, people are going to figure out who he is.
Yeah. Right. But good move though.
No, he's trying to pretend he didn't know. Oh, what's that guy's name again?
Yeah, I'm gross.
They'll never figure it out.
No, I just see you a mile away, Lee.
I love it.
Anyway,
why are you wiping your nose?
Ugh.
Get sniffles?
Are you sick?
No, I have my mustache gets itchy.
Oh,
my God. Are you on drugs?
I guess I've never.
Rick, are you now a sugar daddy? Do you do that too? Let Corinne take the credit card?
Yep. I mean, she always has a credit card.
Let me look at you. Let me look at this guy. He's changed. These are more expensive jeans.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Nice new shoes. But he didn't go crazy. No. It's still the same look.
He's still, there's still stuff on his butt. It's like very Timothy McVeigh.
He's looking more fit. Yeah.
Right. Like, dude, they go to the same store or whatever.
Are you saying?
Army Surplus Store. What?
I can't even wear glasses anymore because of Dahmer. So if I can stay McVeigh, it's a good place for me, I think.
Are you saying that the black guys that he tours with make him dress like Timothy McVeigh?
No, they make him dress in a suit.
Do you remember their names? Those black guys?
Let me guess.
Wow.
He just named a few of them.
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
And I named him. Named Martin Lawrence.
What did
Lawrence.
He call Martin
Eddie
Lawrence?
Griffin.
Mama Boy.
Mama Boy?
Yeah. Do you see those movies? I never saw any of those movies.
No.
Big Mama's House? Yes.
I never saw it. No.
They were great. Yeah, they were excellent.
I'm more of a Criterion Collection kind of a guy.
Yeah.
I went to the premiere.
Did you really?
My first ex-fiance used to represent Martin.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be dead within the hour.
Can we just change this name
because
of this
I used to be cool.
Now, I don't
get laid at all. Who's out there?
When's the last time we got laid? Be honest with me.
I want to know.
Eleanor, this is a podcast.
We need friends.
We need the clips.
Yes?
Come on.
I'll tell you how when I was got laid.
It's going to be like a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you then.
Yeah, when's the last time you got laid?
Not a week.
Oh, less than that?
Because Eleanor, right now, you could either be hiding that you're fucking someone we know.
Right.
So you wouldn't want to tell us because it's recent.
I love this.
Right.
Or it's so long ago that it's like really, really bad.
It's embarrassing.
But is it like a year?
Look how quiet it is.
Can I ask you a question? Does Dice come quick?
Right now? I don't know.
No, in general, like when you were with them. Or could he last? I feel like he could last.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta be honest. Yeah. I blocked it out. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Like when you said
Man,
that, I thought
she's
of
a good ex-girlfriend.
Somebody else
pretending like she doesn't remember.
I thought of somebody else, and that somebody
did he
else.
Know he talking because like this.
I did. Like
hey. Yeah.
You know, actually, I invented.
Oh wow, Wheels is here. They
Michael Wheels
even,
Barisi
he knows
here.
Wheels.
Yeah,
yeah. She
I love Wheels. You fucked Wheels. Oh, okay. Fuck, my bad. I don't know. Maybe like Italian guys.
Bobby,
I don't know.
Who'd you bang?
Come on.
Love in my life?
No.
Comic wise, I only have two.
Dude, that was so smooth.
Oh, you've only fucked two guy comics. Who?
Jason Hart. Forgot about him.
I forgot about
him. That.
He was an old guy. Oh, a long time ago.
He was an old guy. He was door an old guy.
Yeah.
He was a door guy at the time.
I mean,
he was still doing comedy.
Like,
he was a tour guide at
to the left
at
is
Universal,
where.
And I just couldn't help
what
myself.
What happened to me? Fucked you, and he had to run out of town.
He ran out of town.
Eleanor chased him out with a
bat. He opened a gym. Like he makes tons of money.
He was ripped. You like big ripped guys.
He wasn't super ripped. He was built nice.
Were there guys that you wanted to fuck but you never fucked them?
Yeah.
Like who?
Mike Ricca.
Oh, yeah. I would have fucked him.
I liked
him. Yeah, I like Mike Ricca a lot. He's a very funny guy.
Definitely had the hots for Ricca.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So you like Italians.
But he was with somebody.
Would you ever would you ever fuck an Asian?
Probably not. Let me rephrase that.
Wow.
Yeah, take that back.
Let me rephrase it.
Just say Ronnie Chan.
Caucasian.
Definitely
you know
not.
That?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, if I was attracted, of course I would. Can I ask a different question? What?
Have you ever been attracted to an Asian? It's right because
have you?
No.
What?
Not that I know.
Asian
of.
Women?
Asian women are hot.
Asian though.
What?
Have you Asian women
Asian?
Are hot.
Have you ever been attracted to a full Asian?
I dated a full Asian. Yeah.
Where is she? Margaret Cho?
No, she would not.
Wow. Is that true?
That's an attack.
Wait, are
and,
you?
And I deserve it because of the Todd thing.
Are you Rocco?
Right.
Oh my Rocco. God, you kind of are Asian Rocco.
Are you Rocco?
You're Asian Rocco.
Rocco is
but
up
I
here.
Stand by it and I'm not taking it back.
I like full Asians. They just don't tend to like me that much.
Why?
Disappointing their family. I'm a disappointment.
Yeah. You know
they don't have a white person to push it off on.
Yeah,
white
parent. I mean, because if they're gonna go Asian, they want to go with somebody that's a shirt talker.
Have you dated a half Asian, half black girl ever?
I've never dated anything black.
Really? Why
anything?
Do you have to say it like that? Anything
black?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
How do you
I've
say
never
it?
Dated anything black. Like,
I want to.
Well, if you say it like that, they're never going to fuck you.
But
I don't want to
date
anything black.
And I don't like you saying thing.
Since 92, they don't like me that much. The riots. 92.
That was it?
Wow. Since 92, they
just
you know,
spelling it out.
I saw the movie that I can't say the name of.
Yeah. No inference.
What movie?
That movie that's called...
What?
Rhymes Everything with, Everywhere? Oh.
With.
No,
that
go
one
ahead.
I couldn't say was also a slur. Oh. Rhymes with.
What are you talking? What kind of game are we playing?
What kind of woke are you today?
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right, the movie's called Gook.
Oh.
And then I was like,
man,
oh,
so
they came out. Spook. And I was like, I can't say spook either.
Man, that's so
wait, where?
Aggressive.
What is
that was
it?
Like 5-0s, by the way.
She hit him hard.
Yeah. That was a 2-0. That's
she
five get,
she said it with a hard O.
How hard I do the catch.
You're going to pay for the Todd comment for the rest of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, Todd's Asian.
Yeah.
Well, is
oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
why you
right.
watched it? Because Todd made you?
I wanted to
but,
make
like,
Todd
what is it about?
It's about the riots.
Oh, was it really?
And it's called that?
Yeah.
It's a documentary or a movie?
It was a movie.
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Oh.
Well, that's if they
don't
call it that. How do you not? Well,
how do I not get an audition for that?
I mean, like, you said, that's a pretty soto.
I don't think it's a movie. I think it's a documentary.
I mean, you would think I would be a shoe-in, an offer for Gook,
dude.
All right,
you with a like, gun.
How many Gooks are in it? One
coming out of the store.
It's like a shoe store.
How many Gooks were in it, though?
There were quite a few.
Exactly, not one line. I can't get
Bobby. You gotta stop saying the G word like that.
Seth Rogen plays an Asian guy.
You're making me feel comfortable.
John Leguizamo plays. An Asian guy.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. Excuse
Damn.
Me.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
he's upset.
Excuse me, miss. I didn't know you were here.
Is this
he's
Mortal
upset.
Kombat? What is going on?
Whoa.
This is like Street Fighter.
This is crazy.
Why?
Yeah, you know it's sexy as hell.
You know
yeah,
I had long hair.
But we didn't
know
you were
this
gonna
fucking
flip
long.
It.
I'm fucking fancy, bro.
This is.
I mean,
and it's Damn. Washed.
Do you ever put it up in like one of the high Asian buns?
Do that.
I have, yeah, in my life.
Can we see
it now?
Yeah.
I'll try.
What? I like that. Like,
get it all over Eleanor.
I just washed it.
The side shave's cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
Bobby, this is What are you looking at, Rick? Are you
no gray hair either.
I looked like Sosis was looking at something, so I was expecting.
He was just bored.
Somebody else coming in. This is not high. This is not what you this meant. You meant up here.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
Tight here.
Oh, you can do it like that? Oh.
You do it like that? No, not good? All right, I don't know.
Wow, what a disappointment.
So he does like a low ponytail, like a woman in a self-defense class.
Yeah, that's a low bone. No, it looks funny like our joke. Landlord. Like our old landlord.
Yeah. Real. Paul. Oh, Paul. Annie's old boyfriend. Annie moved out. I still
You're
live
still there.
I was screaming. I was like, stop sexually harassing me. I like ruined his last days at that apartment.
I'm in my apartment and I just hear all this yelling and I'm like, oh no, we got a new crazy neighbor. And I went out and it was Annie.
Screaming at him. So
nope.
Annoying.
Same crazy neighbor.
No, she never would yell like that. But he pissed her off. He fucked up.
Remember those apartments by the where Ari lived and then Holtzman used to live?
That's that way.
What's that one called?
It's gone now.
Yeah,
right?
But what did we call it?
Oh, it's not there anymore?
No, they got rid of it. No. They sold it. They gave Ari money to move out.
Oh, they did?
Remember, he waited till
the
last minute.
He was the last holdout. See,
they were hitting
him
with
York.
A demolition ball and he's just still in there going, I'm still here.
Did you ever go into Holtzman's place?
Oh, yeah, with the string art.
Oh, my God. What a weird place.
Hold on, Holtzman's place is weird.
You're That's kidding.
No, it was everything was like if you moved an ashtray, he would like his eyes.
Oh
would
yeah.
Twitch.
He's OCD. Like, real bad.
I would move it a
real
bit,
bad.
And would, you know, his eyes would twitch.
If he's in the main room and he'll come in early, he'll clean up the whole green room and he'll wipe the table down.
He's a weird guy.
What are you doing?
He doesn't want any DNA.
OCD.
That's really bad. A serial killer in him.
Years ago, him and I had a gig in Arizona, and he goes, I'm going to drive. He used to drive this like a really old Lincoln or whatever.
Yeah.
It broke down in the desert. We had no money. So he called his brother. His brother, Western Union, owes us some money.
Western Union.
And then we went to a hotel room. We shared a room, and we went to sleep. At 4 in the morning, I wake up, and I look. There's two beds. He's not underneath the covers. He's fully clothed with his shoes on his side, military style, staring at me.
No.
I swear to fucking God. It was
weird. No.
Yeah. And he goes, you sleeping? And I'm like, dude, this is fucking weird. Like, he's a weird guy.
Also the
is
weird
he on
dude.
Tonight? Annie was the other person on the lineup tonight that I couldn't remember. Because it's you, Bobby.
Dude, Binder's going to be so pissed.
Ricky, me, and then O'Neill. And I was like, this is a real comedy store. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Dude, there's probably going to be 45 people in that room to see this comedy store.
Oh, I was saying that a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday I was here, and it was a decent lineup, but there was about 45 people
in the
main room.
Really?
It scared me.
The good old
days
are back.
It's like a flashback to 2000, and I was like,
It can't last forever. It can't last forever.
Shut up, Bobby.
You know what's good though, because here's the thing: in the '80s, it was hot here.
Yeah,
it died. It's just cyclical, and it'll go down and it'll go back up again.
I don't want to say that you know it really started faltering when I left, but
I know, and I hear
the math is there.
So weird.
Chris Rock started getting like a real bump in his touring.
Yeah. Well, it did coincide.
People were following.
The slap could have been Rick.
Could have been Rick.
Why would people even care about a slap?
Yeah,
but. White guy in a suit.
In a suit? I mean, come on.
Let's
talk
about it.
Do you get confused with Rick Glassman a lot?
Yeah, I never, thank God.
I feel like whenever I go to talk shit on Rick Glassman, I accidentally say Rick Ingram, and then I have to be like, not Rick Ingram,
By the way, that just made his night.
Yeah, just that knowing that people are talking shit about Rick Glassman always keeps me happy.
You got to talk shit on Ricky. Come on.
It's important.
I remember one time I took my dog out for a walk, and I lived in Sherman Oaks, and I looked over, and he was filming some wacky video in front of an El Pollo Loco, and I was like, I'm so glad I'm not that.
Yeah.
Mid-vlog is pretty humiliating.
He did not like our shenanigans here. We did torture him a little bit.
Yeah.
Glassman. So
he was like an anti-comedian. So it was like...
Yeah, he got mad
like
at
mocking,
us.
He's basically mocking comedy.
Do you trim your eyebrows? Your eyebrows are like perfectly like... Do you like manicure? Not manicure. What do you call it?
They look too long to be manicured.
I do comb them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, they get villainous.
Are they going to get long like this and go over your eyes?
They get real long.
Like an elephant.
Yeah, they go up. And
like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Is it nice not be wearing a tux?
dude, it feels so freeing to look like a mass shooter again.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you go to sleep?
I like wearing a suit, though.
Drinking that?
I'm so sleepy. I had to drink one.
Yeah, but can you go to bed at 2 in the morning?
I'll figure
dude,
it
I'm
out.
Drinking We've coffee. Got a lot of I'm going to drink a Red Bull after yeah. I'm done with this.
I'll sleep.
And I'll be asleep by 1.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you drink one of those, would you be able to go to sleep?
I'm going
to
drink one of those after I finish my coffee.
And the adrenaline from the show, too.
Yep.
Hyper.
Really?
And then you crash?
My kids are going to wake me up by 7 a.m.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
just
awful.
Live the dream crazy. For the rest
what
of the day.
What if Bobby just started crying? What a nightmare.
I mean, it's nightmare. So what happened? Because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Same.
Great, right? And you wake up, your kids. What
I'm
they
not
got?
Sure what's happened here. I'm glad you don't
I have frozen
kids.
Embryos.
I don't know
they
what
go, Daddy, Daddy, Sunday. Daddy. Right?
And they don't they say it like that.
His well, kids have an Asian accent.
I'm just envisioning
both of
what
them
my
do.
Kids would be
yeah.
like.
And yeah. they would have an Asian accent.
Daddy, Daddy. Yeah.
Bobby would raise his children yeah, with in Asia.
Oh, you don't think that I'm going to speak in an accent with my kids?
You want them to have the older grandfather experience.
So you go, Daddy, Daddy, it's Sunday. Let's go to the park. What happens?
Yeah.
Do you go to the beach? Where do you go?
Yeah, if they've been good, you take them to the park.
Yeah.
You take them to the beach. You take
what
them.
What do you do with them if they're bad?
You just
sit in a corner.
Tell them that they got to play with their 5,000 toys.
And then they're crying. They're like, I want to go to the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, and you go, yeah, life's tough. And
but you
sucks.
Can't give in, right? Because if you give in, then
they'll
over.
Just take advantage of you.
It's over.
100%. Wow. Yeah. Are you going to have kids?
I got frozen embryos. I probably
I know you
cross
do.
Them.
So you're going to.
Maybe. No.
Please don't.
Don't do
Bobby,
that.
Please don't.
With
why?
What the father be? What would his name be?
Todd. Yeah.
Todd.
Can I tell you why?
He says it like Asian.
Tell me why. Tell
don't,
me why.
Don't be like this.
Don't tell me why.
Don't be like this.
A fucking mother.
Don't be like this.
I should deny my natural.
Yeah, listen.
You should be a mother.
Don't tell me why.
Bobby probably.
I'm undecided. I would like you to be the final
judge.
I want to know
what
final
think?
Say so.
Okay, I want to do this as
counts.
Nice as I can, man. All right.
I don't know if you have that.
Yeah, I do. I have the ability,
the
man.
Way, the way you said, man.
Should
like,
I be a mother?
He just met us on a train.
I think you could now.
Wow.
Because I think you could I'm now. Almost dead? What do you
well,
mean?
No. You just
should I?
I mean, you would be a Karen for sure.
Like a Karen?
Yeah, yeah, like complain about
you're
everything.
You're saying
you know
like
I mean?
An 80s.
No, you don't know me at all.
Bobby.
I know.
You can't win in this situation. Like, you will offend us in these situations.
That, like, an 80s movie, Eleanor is perhaps going to get custody of a child who has no parents in some sort of a funny hijinks ensues scenario? Because I could see that working out wonderfully for
I like this movie.
Yeah. We find, like, the new.
Can I at least get an audition for it? What the fuck?
Hey, what are you doing?
Dude.
Oh, his van oh did it.
You
I'm
expect,
sorry. But
you expect a fucking
my
camera
heart just
to
dropped a million feet.
Works.
Medium. It's not I, picture medium.
My
I,
God.
Van, I thought
we
that was my kid.
We will be ridiculed until the day we die that, because of
damn
that.
Damn it. I thought it was the kid I killed trying to fucking come
all
back.
All right, so anyway.
I don't want to. Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry, man.
Well played. Well played.
I'm glad you did that because it's kind
of. Okay, so I can't be a mother
because
I'm a Karen.
I don't
want to
talk because I don't want to be offensive.
No, I can't wait to hear it.
I want to know about Annie.
He knows I'm what,
you, would
mad.
You make Rick a dad?
Like, you implying that something's going to be said is enough for me to be livid. So there's, you may as well just finish. I'm already mad.
What I'm saying is that if I put two comics together, right, like a Sarah Tiana and an Annie, I mean, you can tell there's a different temperament. Mm-hmm. There, right?
Well, one already has a kid, so that's
I understand
think of
that, and
that
I was very
a
supportive
kid.
Of that process.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like you helped
I looked
her...
in her eyes, and I'm like, "Do it. I think you'd be great."
But why
Natasha
would
Lizero,
you
do it?
But why would
it'll
you
be,
the one
really?
That would?
I wouldn't pick Natasha.
Me neither.
Ever.
It seems like it's all right.
I mean, she's doing fine.
Yeah. You're doing great. The kid's great.
I'm saying, if Natasha came to me and said,
"Are you mad?
I should have a kid."
Are you really getting mad?
Oh, I'm mad.
Well, then fuck it. I'm going to go. I'll go in. I'll go in.
Good.
I'll go in.
Well, I'm so happy this jacket's coming off.
All right.
What do you think? She's going to fight you?
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Take her shirt.
They're pointing.
But can I say something before I say what I'm about to say? Okay. I respect you.
Why do you need permission to say things? Grow up.
All of this.
That's some advice I would give a kid.
Okay.
I like this, Annie.
Raise some tough, cool kids. Go ahead.
Okay. So the deal is this, all right? You're so much like me.
Don't you ever say that. Don't you fucking take it back!
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I pull my right. Asian balls out. I'm like, I don't like you.
Wow.
Yeah, there's wow. Like, you know, there's just certain kind of comics that, like, you and I exist. I think we're very valid. We belong in comedy, right? We're funny people.
I'd like to see the two of you raise a child together.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a sitcom.
I did have some boyfriends where I was like, if we had a kid, this kid would be fully dead.
Yeah.
Like, this kid would not be alive.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that when I look at you, you remind me of me.
Right.
We have the same kind of problems.
Right.
We've had addiction problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're wild. We show our titties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I show my dick. I've seen your titty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Only one?
I've seen both.
Sometimes you do only show one.
You pulled one out before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw only one.
Yeah.
It's sad when they're married. I'm like, oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, I've never seen your badge, but I think that's because, you know, I don't want to. I don't know, but my point is that you know, I don't see. Oh, okay, here we go. This is gonna be a fight.
It's too bad. You already started a fight.
I don't think you're nurturing in that way, but maybe it's a side of you I haven't seen before.
But are you? I think if you guys went
on a couple dates, maybe then you would see the nurturing side.
Yes,
I'm pretty nurturing.
You both have animals that you've kept alive.
She's a sugar mama, first of all.
I'm very nurturing, but I will say this: this is the factor you're not adding in.
Okay.
Okay.
Calm down.
You don't have a Todd.
Oh.
I have a Todd, so it's like it doesn't really matter how fucked up I am. There's a Todd to pick up the slack.
See, I never thought of it that way.
A calming, cooling. Because yes, I'm crazy, but Todd is
not.
He's stable. He brings out the best in me.
Yeah, he'll pick the baby up at the school.
After I drop the baby off, like the baby won't
That's
get
what you're
left.
Worried about.
That's the
what
baby won't be waiting.
Some baby just
soccer
standing
practice.
In front of a school. Yeah.
And by the way, why is the baby at school? The baby doesn't go to school. Yeah.
Thank you,
standing?
Annie.
Why is the baby standing?
Like I don't want the baby trapped in the car when it's hot and stuff like that.
Yes. No, I worry about that.
Todd will roll down the window.
Todd, you got the baby.
I get it.
But I knew what you were going to say. And I agree with you that I obviously have a pretty wild temperament.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I've done a lot of work on myself. I think I could do it.
All right.
I don't know if I want to because I'm having a lot of fun.
Randy's still alive. That's a big deal.
I do take care of my dog. I walk him all the time. I wake up early and walk him every
day. That's a big deal. I don't even have an animal. I wouldn't dare.
Even if I don't feel good, I walk him.
Why?
I don't want to fuck it up.
I'm not judging. I'm asking why.
I don't want to leave it alone for long periods of time. Like, I would feel bad.
Right, but do you love animals?
Of course. My whole family, they
we
have
just
dogs.
Take
I go visit.
With us.
Yeah.
We take
I
them everywhere.
The Kerrigans, though, so they just steal whatever dog they find on the
Even
street.
Even my dog growing up, she lived in the streets for the most part.
Oh.
People, she was more famous than me.
Do you have a dog?
I'm getting a dog.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
I had a dog.
I
had a great dog.
What happened?
Poor baby.
She died like 2 years ago.
She was old, though.
She was old.
God love her.
Did it break your heart?
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Did you cry?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
It was terrible.
Because she was so cute.
She was the sweetest.
She had a heart condition.
So.
Oh, really? How old was she?
Almost 13.
Oh, so she was older.
She was old. Her breed was supposed to leave to like 9 or something. So.
I think you should have a kid.
She had a good run.
Because you're a dad and you don't have to do shit.
With who?
What do you mean with who? You'll find someone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Start seeding.
Can I be honest? It's not as easy as
100%.
It's not as easy as you think.
There's so much that comes along with
Bobby,
it.
Bobby, like, it's time for you to soil your royal oats.
You just need a girl that'll pick up your slack. You need a girl, Todd.
That's true.
To me, Todd.
I listen to my brothers and sisters and I watch them
girl
go
Todd.
Through great things and awful things with their kids. Like,
yeah. I think it sucks. I could never do it.
I just couldn't. Like, my family members will call and start talking, like, this is happening, that's happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
yeah.
I can't.
Your kid has a disease, what do you do?
Bite
you know
the
what
tongue.
Mean?
A million
like,
times.
I know a couple of comics that have kids that are, you know what I mean? Doinky or whatever. What do you call it? Well, I don't know what you call it. You know what I mean?
Doinky?
Not doinky. That's not.
I don't know what the word is. You know what I mean?
That's pretty sure that's.
They have crazy eyes. You know how white people, you know what I mean, their eyes?
White people?
Yeah, I don't like
it. Hold on, it's a white.
I know some of those women that they
are like.
Yeah, you know some, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, their eyes go like that. But my point is a lot of those guy comics are like, I can't even do the scene anymore.
Right.
I got a doinky kid, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Well, eye spasms, whatever you call it. I don't know what the diseases are.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. It's just not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not good if your kid has
doinky
any kind of ailment.
Doinky sounds racist, honestly.
I know, yeah, yeah. So my point is that, yeah, I would fear that. I don't know if I'd be good if I had one of those.
But you wouldn't.
What do you mean?
You would leave it with, you would find the counterpart that would just do that.
I would get a nurse or something.
Would you think,
get a nurse for it?
You'd probably get a nurse.
Before Rick was going to have kids, would you say, do it or not do it?
Oh, for Rick?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why? No.
Diabetes. Before he knew he had diabetes.
And he did know because he was on the road with him when they found out.
I knew when he did. Yeah, yeah. No. But I was proven wrong. And you might prove me wrong. Right?
Yeah.
You might prove me wrong.
Rick's like Mr. Mom.
Yeah. I think you're a great guy. Also, may I say, don't do that with your face.
First of all, that's what people say to people when they don't think they're a good comedian.
He's very nice.
How encouraging.
Oh, my God. What a great dude.
Rick, how encouraging have I been to you over the years?
You've been encouraging to a lot of really unfunny people.
That's so true.
We've seen you really like handing money to unfunny people. You gave money to my ex-boyfriend, okay, who just worked at the Improv. He wasn't a comic. You just assumed, he just said he was a comic to you once because he wanted to be a comedian. Mm. You gave him $100 and you're like, pass it on, man. And he passed it on to me. He came out. I was like, Bobby would be so mad if he knew he gave the
There's electronics over there, Eleanor. Come on. So
you
Philly of
vet,
you.
What? You didn't even vet him.
I know, I know.
Hold
I've
on
been
a second.
Mistakes.
Pass it on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
I read it in a book. You know what I mean? Yeah, like a spiritual book that you're supposed to pass it on. So I pass it on.
You actually pay it forward?
The whole thing was nice that you did, but you didn't like check to see if he'd ever been on stage.
Right. My bad, my bad.
You were always supportive of me, though.
Not just supportive.
You never gave me $100, though.
I know, but
he was never supportive of me.
Never.
So that's
true.
You know, well, he told you to quit. That, in a way, was
supportive. That's not fair.
I saw when you reunited, so.
And you know that's not fair, right? You hated me.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but if somebody hated you, you wouldn't support them.
But I would never say, oh, Bobby's not funny or Bobby shouldn't do stand-up. I never said that to anybody.
Okay. Yeah, you don't make up that people aren't funny.
I wouldn't say hang out with them afterwards.
You go like this. I would say, go watch them on stage. I don't like her, but she's funny.
Okay.
Well, that's actually the best compliment when you hate someone, but you
You were supportive of me, though. So
I know.
I will give
you credit
for that.
I never thought, like, oh, you should have babies, right?
Sure.
Until now, I'm like, oh, because I saw them through photos.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I looked in the background. I always look at the background of the photo and go, oh, they look like normal middle class home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not anymore. That was pre-touring.
Yeah.
Come on.
And
each kid has a Lamborghini.
And you're successful.
Now.
So I'm just like, that was a good thing. And you know what? Why wouldn't you be a good father? You've always been a nice guy.
That's what I'm known for.
Has he been nice?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
No, he's not nice.
Annie, people are
you're
always
Annie,
like,
you're not nice. Yeah.
What a nice dude.
No, he's
Ricky.
Not nice.
Like, when I look at Josh Martin, no.
No.
Well, there's certain people you look at, you go, please never, don't.
Oh my God,
I'll give you $100 not to do it.
Right now,
why? Son of a bitch, that guy.
Really?
Real son of a bitch, that Josh Martin. Just terrible attitude on him.
Boy, that sounds sarcastic, but I don't think you're being sarcastic.
There's just certain guys who just gotta go, I don't think
Look at this fucking lineup. It's so fucking stupid.
Boy, it's like so...
Where should you be on that lineup? Fucking replace anyone.
Or I gotta go up.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why do we both have the same time? What time
no,
is
you're 11. You're 11:15.
I know. I like to go check in and, you know.
I want you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Bobby. Now that you came down and started a feud, said that Annie shouldn't have children.
For your first child,
Annie, I want you
to
have. Yeah, are you going to name your first child Bobby?
No, I might not have kids. I just have to get super rich before I decide.
Yeah, smart. That is the way.
You're
to do
on
it.
The way.
I'm not having a kid.
Thank you for stopping
by. Unless you can
by.
Have someone else raise
Love
them.
Love you. Well, that was chaotic and fun at the same time. What did you do? You put her down. You're like kicking her out. Look how fast he clicked her out.
I'm back. Showtime.
Wait a minute. Did you get out of the frame? No.
I have no idea.
That's so funny.
I assume he just zoomed out.
Oh, Bobby Cologne was killing me for a little bit. I got to be honest.
He put on some of the fucking pussy getter.
Yeah, I guess he's just up there.
He's out there, man, chasing that.
Looking to get some
muff
chicken.
Around.
That's so weird. Like, I can't believe he said I would be a Karen. A Karen?
Yeah, I think he just thinks a Karen is a lady who
white
yells
person?
At people. A white lady who yells at people.
Yeah, I guess I do yell, but I wouldn't do it like that.
Yeah. You're not the Karen type who's like, I'm going to call the police.
No.
You're more like you get the bat and you start beating people.
Exactly.
Which is not very Karen. That's a lot more Eleanor-ish.
I started a gang for my nephew.
Okay.
Right? And when I'm at the playground that I grew up in.
This is a white gang?
There's mixed. That's a couple difference.
A lot of gangs don't mix. I like the inclusiveness so far.
Well, this is our neighborhood, so you have to live in our neighborhood,
right?
In South Philly. And so his really good friend is a really adorable kid, black and white. And he was my first recruit. And so they went to school together. So I was like, oh, these two definitely. And he's an amazing
typical Hollywood casting.
Right? But my comrade's a really good athlete. It's ridiculous.
Like, this is your nephew?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how old?
He's 11.
Perfect age to get into a gang.
During the pandemic, nobody was out.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, 8, just turned 9. During the pandemic, so
great time for kids,
the best, but they shut it down.
Yeah,
and his school was in a different neighborhood, so he didn't know anybody. And then we met one kid, his best friend, that he knows, that he was like, oh my god, you live in this neighborhood? But he didn't know where he lived because he only saw them at school,
right?
And so now parents make you know, they pick you up from school, you know, we walked home, we were animals.
That's how we did it.
Yeah,
it was like a little probably a mile. A little over a mile, maybe. We just walked home.
We weren't even close to a mile. We were right there.
Yeah.
It's like, really? And so but he doesn't go to that school. Now he does. But so nobody was out. Kids were going to school online. It was brutal. And they were so afraid of everybody getting sick that my mom was like, I don't care if he brings the kids in here. Like, when it was snowing and stuff, they would come to my mom's house.
Yeah. If anything's going to kill COVID, it's the Kerrigans.
This house, this is Grand Central Station, buddy. So
Ma, I got COVID. Sorry, COVID.
Join the club, COVID. Look at this. Richie's here. A great guest appearance from the GM.
Shit.
Hi, Richie.
To get Richie on the mic.
Uh-oh. I don't know if he's...
I think that... First of all, just for the record, this guy has...
Richie on the mic. First of all,
no association with the club whatsoever.
None. Zero. We have talked about Richie on this podcast.
Yeah. Living legend.
We have talked about the HR department.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's
about that?
A lot of people don't know that Richie and I were roommates a long time ago.
Tell us the best stories about that. What when you guys were roommates, which one of you was the bad roommate? And did you have another roommate or was it just the two of you?
Oh, this is a good story. How many roommates did we have, Richie?
10? 12?
12. Something like that.
12 people.
We were in a big house right behind here.
Okay.
On Kings Road, 1502 Queens Road.
Queens Road, Queens Road.
1502 Queens Road.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and it was a giant house. And he was in the room with my ex, Mario.
Oh, man. Richie and Mario were roommates?
Oh, they instantly
became friends right away.
Dude, how often was the sock on the door? Are you kidding?
There was an incident like that at one point.
A lot of them.
Yeah, we had an incident like
that. The banging department over Richie and Mario's?
Oh, Mario,
He says Mario.
Mario. She's like Mario.
Yeah. He says Mario because he understands how to pronounce the name correctly.
It's Mario.
It's Mario.
It's Mario.
Yeah, an Italian kid from Philly. We became friends right
immediately.
Away.
How tall is this guy?
So probably about the same. 5'9", 5'10". Maybe 5'11". I don't know. I don't want to discredit. People get upset.
Sure.
I don't remember, but I will tell you, you know how we always talk about how fast Richie is?
Yeah. Fastest white guy
in loafers.
They were
immediately running in the street.
Yeah.
Racing one another.
We had to prove some points.
And listen.
Points had to be proven.
When an alpha walks into a room, the first thing he's got to do is let the hens know who the rooster is.
Remember
and
Rob?
That's Richie T.
Yeah, Rob.
There was this real, like, I mean, he was built nice. I mean, we
young
used
guy,
like
good looking kid. Dumbest shit.
A box of rock.
Don't believe that.
Literally the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
But absolutely gorgeous.
Sure.
A stereotype, a walking
Los Angeles
stereotype.
As a person.
Yeah.
Nearly lost his life within 3 days of being in LA.
Not very smart. Not very smart, as we said.
All right. So
he got his motorcycle shipped out and immediately wrecked it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he gets a motorcycle shipped out. I pick it up at the yard, ride it all the way back to a block from the house. He's like, I want to take it from here. He didn't even make it that last block. He wiped it out.
This moron.
It's pretty funny.
Had he never been on a motorcycle and it's just
was his motorcycle, but I don't know, he was from some small town somewhere.
I think it was like Rhode Island or Massachusetts, somewhere over there.
Like the rural part.
Yeah.
Where nobody cares.
Yeah, he crashed right outside Liberace's house.
Right outside fucking corner.
Dude, I mean, in terms
of... We were
of
just like, is he dead? Is his body hurt?
I'm like, just pick up the bike.
Does he need us to hold him?
In terms of sitcom moments, that's got to be up glorious. There for the good times.
Yeah, we had some good times. We had some parties.
We had a big party there.
Legendary okay. parties. It was nice.
We had a party where a friend of yours...
Friend of mine... Had a girl. We had some ladies at the party, little group. So we were in a room, not my room, because why would I take them to the room I slept in?
Right.
Yeah, smart.
We went in a different room at the lower level of the house. And my friend and his girl, and there was with some ladies. And then apparently my friend had a girlfriend that found her way to the party. And she was beating on the door.
Yeah.
And like, he's not here. You know, he's not here. She's like, no, I know he's in a... So he apparently, he climbed out of the window, up on the roof and over the house to the backyard. And then I immediately had to stay there with both girls. And I finally go open the door. I'm like, she's like, where? And he's not here. She storms out and she finds him in the backyard at the party. He's like, what? I've been out here the whole time with the whole group. Just dancing.
Oh, it was
having
amazing.
Having a drink.
Genius.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I had to deal with the other girl that he had in the room. The girl I was in the room, too. You know, not too intelligent girls.
So
with no clothes on,
the girl was.
So there was not a lot.
Go back
of,
to work.
There was not a lot of book learning going on at this.
No. We were all trying to be actors.
We were scene studying. We were.
Yeah,
scene
we were doing scene study. Yeah,
a lot
that was
of scene
it.
Study. That
was
a lot of scene study.
Hey, who wants to do 9.5 weeks? Hold on a second. Is that
man?
That's what we would do.
All right. So then, who were you? Eleanor worked here.
I got a job here. This was my first job.
Okay.
We used to walk around and walk to...
you guys were roommates. Your first place you both lived in here?
In L.A., yep. And
okay.
We didn't have no jobs yet.
It took us a long time
and
to
Eleanor
find
walked
jobs.
Down. We would walk to Thrifty or Rite Aid and get Thrifty ice cream for like a dollar at that time. And we were walking down and Eleanor said, I'm going to stop in here at the Comedy Store and see if I can get a job.
And I've never left.
Never left.
And it's been that
worst walk-in of all time.
Worst walk. I remember I walked in. I said, hey, are you guys hiring? And they were like, yeah, we're hiring. And then I remember the manager looked me up and down and he was like, yeah, you should, when you come back to meet with Mitzi, you should wear heels. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I have to walk down the hill. So I was like, fuck. And luckily I only had heels that were like this big, but I wore them and I was fucking towering over Mitzi. And she don't like tall people.
No,
so they were fucking with me.
That's fucked up.
And I'm like, literally, so are you guys hiring? How tall are you? She's just yelling, immediately yelling at me. But because I was from Philadelphia, that's why she hired me. She goes, you know Dom Irrera? And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know him, but yeah, he's one of my favorite comics. And she goes, oh, he's from Philadelphia. Okay, he'll start tomorrow. So
The only place that will hire somebody from Philadelphia on the spot.
Strange
exactly.
enough.
Anybody else says, oh, we're from Philadelphia.
Let me check into your
You got batteries in your pocket
references.
That you're
going to
throw at us or something?
Our other roommate, Chris, he and I lived together for 12 years in an apartment. Chris, we called him Screech.
Screech.
But Screech got a job at... was it the Hyatt in Century City? So he like got a real job. Like he was making, but he
Came
did days.
Stiff.
I did nights. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good. So we lived together for 12 years. We never had any issues or anything. He's still one of my closest friends.
Now, when did you start working here? How did you get brought in?
Well, when I moved out here,
it's my
I would
fault,
visit
guys.
Eleanor and she was like, hey, you need a job. Mitzi wants to hire another manager. I was like, sure, I'll come up and meet her. I just moved here. I was working in production. You know how that goes.
Yeah, always a great gig.
You know, great gig.
Consistent.
Total consistency. Yeah. High-end work all the time. So I came up and met Mitzi in the hallway. And we talked. And she said, okay, you're hired. And her quote to me was, don't fuck the waitresses. And I let her know that that's okay. I've seen your waitresses. We're good.
Damn, oh, yeah. That was when I had a real nice offensive line.
I was like, we're good like on the whole, that.
This is when they had the Seattle Bears Seahawks. Lineman,
PJ said.
Yeah. No blondes, no boobs for sure.
A lot of chubby backs. A lot of chubby, hairy backs were running around. I know this makes you hard. Yeah. She wouldn't let me hire anybody from New York, Philadelphia, or Florida, I think.
She filled up that quota good rules. Real fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had Kentucky. I had Tennessee. I had Indiana. I had Texas.
All right. So what year is that?
2000. End of 2000.
End of 2000. Okay.
And Mitzi was still coming around all those nights.
Yeah. I mean, she was still coming around.
Did you have your accident before 2000 or
no,
after?
No, that was well after.
That was way after.
But you remember the accident was? That's why they have the stoplight down there.
Well, that was a different one, actually, that accident.
Oh, shit. How many accidents?
That was a different one before the motorcycle crash was really bad.
The motorcycle was really bad.
That was in 2009 when I came back right after that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like a year after I got fired from the last job I had.
With you and Rich worked together during the day.
Numerous times I hired Rick Ingram.
He was like, hey, who's the least consistent, worst attitude employee I could hire?
Not from Philly.
Whoa.
So I hired
him. How dare you? I went with Casey.
I went with Kansas.
I basically got hired, I believe, as a diversity hire because I was the only white.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not true. We had Gadge for a while.
We had a few white people. Larry.
Larry's Mexican.
Larry was Mexican?
What?
Castruda. He's Italian.
Laro.
Wait a minute. Italians are white?
I'm pretty sure he's Mexican.
They can identify.
He said sometimes.
And then Jesse. I guess Jesse was white, but.
Yeah. But he checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
For every reason.
So you guys had some good times at.
Oh, we
that
had
job.
Fun times. At
it was great
jobs.
Times. One time, Richie was the shipping department manager, and I was
I was
like a runner. And then there's like three or four dudes who worked in the shipping department. And so the secretary who worked at the front of the building would go on a lunch break, and Richie would go take over for that half hour or whatever.
Perfect.
So she could go eat. And one day, phone rings in the back, and Richie's like, one at a time, each of you come up here and just see me at the front desk. And I was like, that's so weird. But I answered the phone, so I went first. I walked up there, and Richie's like, look at these chicks. And it was these chicks from some ad agency or something. And one of them, a larger woman, had a giant bowl of banana pudding. And she was just
We had to pick up for lunch. It was a craft service.
I thought it was a bowl of pudding for the whole crew, but it was literally just one lady with a.
She did not share the pudding.
She didn't share.
She had three orders of French fries and was just shoveling French fries and banana.
Not even
pudding.
Vanilla wafers in the pudding.
Yeah.
Fries.
Oh,
you don't mix grease and sweet.
And so he was just like,
you do sometimes. Depends on what time of the month it is.
I go, oh man, that's terrible. And he goes, I just wanted you to see that. Send back the next guy. And so then I just went to the back.
Oh, wait a minute. That's what he was doing. Yeah.
Just show. Just let him prove the point.
So then went back and like, hey, Dave, you got to go up front. He was like, well, I'm like, Richie wants to see all of us. But he comes back. He's like, oh, that's nasty.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Just shaming.
Just trying to keep these guys on their toes.
Make sure everyone's happy. Don't embarrass yourself in front of Richie. He'll make sure everyone knows.
Yeah. We'll be
what's your worst night at the Comedy Store?
Worst night in terms of what?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Just bullshit you have to deal with?
Well, because as a manager, it's so much different. Like
when I worked here, Richie was a manager, but he was also the number one bouncer in the club. And
100%.
I mean, the only bouncer in the club.
That was kind of, those were fun days.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are fun nights.
It was fun.
Richie likes hating on me.
I'm with Richie on that.
Dude,
I had to throw a lot of people out.
I was working backdoor/security one night, and someone came up and they go, hey, they need you in the OR. And I go, for what? And they go, there's some Marine who's angry. And I go, what am I going to do about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I go, someone go get Richie. And so I go up into the OR, and he's arguing with, I can't remember if it was Harris or whoever was working the front door.
Oh, Harris was tolerating that.
And they're yelling at each other. And this is in the days where there was probably seven people in the OR.
Right.
And so, if you're losing one of them because he's being a dick, and his buddy's going to go with them,
right,
then you're losing a lot screwed. Of the audience. Yeah, so it's like, ah, oh, damn it. But this dude stands up, and he's probably like 6'4", thick Marine. He's yelling at people. And somewhat rich guy goes, what are you going to do about it? Richie is like, I'm taking you out of here. And he walks over, and he literally wraps his arm around this guy and then just picks him up. And the guy's like maybe 6 inches off the ground. And he literally looks at Richie like, what the fuck? And then Richie just walks him all the way out of the OR. We all just sat there like, the dude was so shocked. He was just like, I don't even know what to do.
Like, I'm just going to let him carry me.
He just was shocked. He's like, you got to let him go. You got to get out. You got to go. Rick Ingram, John Caparulo were my security options.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're fucked.
Didn't have a lot. Just had to make it happen.
You have to make it happen.
Yeah, you can't. I believe Don Richardson was the only other one. Don was there, that was great.
Don was also, he wasn't, he didn't live with us.
He was in the program before.
He was in the program before. He lived in that house.
Don's
right
the only guy that get fired from the House of Blues for being too violent. Mind you, they stabbed the security guard and killed him there, but he got fired for being too violent.
Yeah.
Well, Don Richardson. Oh, my God. He was a big fucker.
He's a strong guy.
Don Richardson literally escorted the other guy out, just literally, like, put his hand on the dude's back.
Held him.
It was, right just Rich, it was Richie. Watching Richie pick up a tree and right walk out. It out. Look on Harris's face. Was like, now that's how you handle business.
Yeah.
All right.
Harris, didn't Harris throw a woman down the stairs?
I would say a vagabond more than a woman. But
Harris,
how she identified.
Did take me to eat after that night.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
You're not pissing in here. Hair, drag, roll into sunset.
He threw her. She was in a wheelchair, right?
Oh, I see. That.
That was somebody else.
That was a different time.
There was a wheelchair.
There was a wheelchair pull out.
Yeah, we did that. And then we had PJ and Harris slapping somebody in the oil. That was pretty fun.
One night I walked up and there was like a full on brawl.
Yeah, we had a nice brawl going.
It was in the belly room. It was pretty bad. But I just remember the guy saying, you know who my father is?
Yep. He's the one that's going to pay your bail. Because you're out of here. We had a couple people from the main room, and Harris Pete was really good with the open hand slap.
Yeah.
That was his move. He had these mitts.
He got a goal.
He was a practice goalie for the game.
Right.
Just pretended it was a puck.
Yeah.
And he just dropped a guy, then PJ just rolled him down the stairs. Parker's got to get out of here.
Were you working the night PJ threw Dave Edwards in the dumpster?
KD threw Dave.
Oh, that's right.
God rest his soul, KD died.
Yep.
Right.
Actually saving people's lives.
I always say that.
He was saving people's lives. But yes, Dave Edwards got out of line more than once.
Dave Edwards, who got kicked off of the real world.
One of the first ones.
For slapping someone.
Didn't he pull a girl's towel or something?
He got slapped back. And then
that's what it was.
KD beat his ass and picked him up and threw him in the dumpster.
Yeah, and then...
but the night started.
First of all, he threatened Dice's kids.
That's right.
Yes.
That's how it started.
When you're part of the Comedy Store, your family is sacred territory.
You're
going
to do what
Dice.
You can to make Dice happy.
So if some dude's acting crazy and threatening Dice's children... At the time, those kids were around here.
Yeah.
So it was they were kids.
And they were baby babies. Yeah. They
were
kids.
They were little friends. They were little kids. To watch this dude get beaten was pretty
glorious.
Great. But to watch him thrown in a dumpster with a 80s movie punchline thrown in of, time to take out the trash.
Right.
Throw a human being into
just
a dumpster
icing
full
on
of garbage.
The cake.
It's one of those moments where you just go, God, sometimes the writing really it happens
on the
naturally.
Wall. It's just right here in front of you.
Well, especially PJ saying it, where you're just like, oh, that filthy motherfucker.
It had to be them to do it because if Dice did it, it would have been
horrible.
But it was close that Andrew was going to do it.
I recall. He was
going to
kill him.
It was a hard talk down because he was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
But rightfully so. But you get that way, and it sucks that you can't really hit people.
Yeah,
anymore.
That's the biggest thing that sucks. The Me
it
too.
Really
saying,
does.
Saying what you can say and cannot say is one thing, but not being able to hit people sucks.
It just doesn't feel right.
It's not the same.
Well, because especially if they're out of line like that. Like, I remember that night when I walked
and the
guy was yelling, you know, my father, they were so fucking bad that the only way to get them to shut up or stop was throw them down the flight of steps.
Yep.
I remember one night Doc Willis escorted a drunk dude out. And then
Hey, man, Rick, come on, man.
Hey, Rick, first of all, man, why are you telling stories about me, man? My auntie might be listening.
Rick, these motherfuckers, man, they're killing me, man. They're killing me tonight, dog. I just can't do this, Rick.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's walking this dude up.
Man, you got to go, man. You got to go.
And the guy goes, what are you going to do about it, Urkel? And he punched him in the face so quick.
That was so
good. Like, you're racist. You wouldn't say that to a white guy. the cops showed up and they're like, what happened? The guy called the cops and said he got assaulted by security. The cop comes over to Doc and he's like, what happened? He was like, we was kicking him out. He called me Urkel. I punched him in the face. He called you guys. The cop's like, okay. All right, have a good night.
Yeah. He called me Urkel. Like, that was it.
The guy just looked at him like, oh, yeah, you get punched in the face if you do that. That makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah. But also, Doc was so honest with it. Like, hey, man, being an asshole. I'm fucking.
He said that quite a few times to quite a few customers.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. Doc, that you're being an asshole, man.
Oh, you're being an asshole, man.
It's time to go, man.
Rick, man.
Listen, man.
I've tried so often to get him on the podcast. He won't do it.
I know. He won't come here.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
He worked here for 10 years and then just said, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I get it. This place can do that to you.
Yeah.
How come it hasn't done it to us yet? What's going to have to happen to us to get us out of here?
They keep giving us love. Once they stop giving us stage time.
I you feel it in the air here. It's the building. It's knowing Mitzi like we all have. It's a different vibe when you know her. You know what she did. And it's an attraction to her. I was gone for a few years, had my kids on it, and I came back. And like, you just come right back in it. And it's the building, the aura, it draws you here. And if you respect it, you'll stay. And the people I find that have left and not been able to come back just didn't have the respect for the building or for the mystique of it all or anything about it. And to be honest, half of them are just pieces of shit and not talented anyway.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
No,
so Richie's here, guys.
It wasn't just pieces of garbage.
I would like some names. Can we get some names?
Richie, I feel like I'm the only one.
I can't name names.
I feel like I'm the only one who's, you know, keeping it real with how many of these people are really shitty at comedy.
Put it this way. If you want to know who these people are, come by on a Monday night when there's no lineup.
Oh, jeez.
And you'll see some people that just hang around.
I'm hosting this Monday.
Best night around.
That's when you'll know some of these people are like, why are you still here?
That's so crazy.
Why are you still trying
this? So you were here and then left and then came back, right?
Yes.
What year did you leave in?
I want to say like 06, 07, right before Mia was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That feels like yesterday.
I know. It does. It was all yesterday because...
When his kids were born, I worked with them. I remember seeing pictures of the newborns and stuff.
My God.
And now when he... post pictures of him with the kids on Instagram. I'm just like
tackling people.
Rocco is a 32-year-old, 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Literally has what appears to be a harem of cult followers.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he doesn't need me to help him start a gang.
No, he doesn't, man.
He's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the time in between, it seems like it's just been gone. It was like it never left. You come right back, just right here. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you came back, and it was like, oh, you just melt it right back in. Like,
right
no
back
problem.
In, because just following Mitzi's guidelines, following her wishes and the way she had things set up.
Yeah. You also kind of stayed quiet, like you didn't rattle any
and try to
feathers.
Reinvent the wheel, like Mitzi said. Just turn on the lights and make change. That's what she told me to do.
That's it.
You have to turn on the lights and make change for 20 years.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
All you have to do is do... Yeah.
Obviously we've evolved over some years. Mm-hmm. The buildings had to get some fixes and renovations.
Sure.
Still the same thing to the core. It's not restructured or nothing tore down and rebuilt. It's just what it is and upkept and clean.
Same
and,
shit, different year.
Yep. And they just keep
it does
up.
Feel the same.
Yeah. Like even this cute little room still feels like it's cluttered. No, I'm just kidding. With Paulie's memoirs.
Did.
Remember Paulie's
memoirs? Did. That's my autobiography.
Dude, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, is it an S on the end of
it? Dude, that's the autobiography. Dude, what? Ingram, so, dude, proud of you, bro.
Right?
Feels good to get the random proud of you, bro text from Paulie. I'm just like,
exciting.
Since you couldn't get on Minding the Store, he at least told you that.
Wait, you couldn't get on Minding the Store?
No, he offered me a part, but I couldn't be me.
Oh, that's right. He wanted you to be the Trader Joe's guy?
That was for his podcast 3 years ago. Did you want to do my podcast? Yeah, man, I'll do it. Sweet, dude. You couldn't be like the assistant manager from Trader Joe's?
No. Go,
wait, why am I that? Dude, it would just be funny. Like, you know, you come over to my place and like you bring my groceries or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. Dude, okay, well, let me know if you change your mind. Yeah. Like, why would I do that? But on Minding the Store, he goes, dude, you want to be on the show? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. He was like, you could be like a college student in Texas that worships me.
Like, he's like, I'm not going to do
I'm
that.
Like, I'm not doing that.
I thought it was a like, reality.
One thing Rick would not do is compromise who he was.
Like,
he was always going to be his own person. It would not be a character. As we know, all the years of him not auditioning for anything.
Dude, I am, I finally have met famous people that I don't think are the worst human beings I've ever met.
I'm so proud of you.
And I'm like, I guess you can be famous and
like
have an okay life.
Anybody good?
I mean, I don't want to name names because it seems weird to compliment people at this point in my life.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Right.
But
you don't want to tell anybody that you were hanging out with.
Like, I've met so many famous people and they're all horrible.
Exactly.
For the most part. And you're just like, wow. And none of them seem happy. And you're just like, this seems terrible.
Mm-hmm. But now you've met the last.
Now I've met a handful of people where I'm like, oh, they seem like good humans. It's fucking
it's a
weird.
It's a shame you weren't on Minding the Store. You would have blew up. Dude, maybe got an audition.
You and Hatchell, maybe?
I probably would have gotten
a new
Craig,
duo right there.
I would have done a Craig Ferguson set.
Which is just quit the business. And...
You know, I probably could have gotten on 5 or 6 more podcasts.
Right.
Yeah. All of that. Just from that show alone that you missed out on.
You weren't even on the Tommy was the star of it, wasn't
Dude,
he?
First
Tommy
of all,
was the show.
The fact that that show existed made Tommy the talent coordinator, and to this day is still one of the most baffling. Where you're just like, wait, that dude took control for like 10 years because
after that,
Paulie needed someone to yell at.
Yeah.
No, I guess, what, 6 years?
It was he was already the talent coordinator
at
that point.
Yeah, he was the talent coordinator at that point. Duncan left and Mitzi was.
Duncan left because he didn't want.
Duncan went on vacation. I said, you're never coming back, are you? He said, no.
No.
He said he didn't want.
Then I told Richie.
He didn't want Paulie to be. He didn't want Paulie yelling at him on the TV show.
Yeah.
So he quit.
And then Tommy just.
But Tommy just
of course
slid
you
in.
Can yell at me.
He had the only job he never auditioned or interviewed for or talked to anybody. He just gave himself the job.
Well, first of all, when you're the most talented one in the building, you can judge talent.
And he was rubbing Mitzi's feet.
He's so funny, isn't he? He's so sweet. He's like my cookie jar. That's my little cookie jar.
Mitzi's bunions are good luck if you rub them. It's like a genie. She grants wishes. My first wish was to have perfect hair. Check.
Wait a minute.
He nailed that.
He's the funniest guy. You should go on tour, Tommy.
Dude, he's crushing it, man.
She used to tell him that he was like, or at least he told us.
Yeah, she told him.
He didn't know what Billy was saying.
I guarantee if we got him on the podcast, he would tell us that she's still giving him insight.
She communicates through him.
I talked to her once a week.
Our connection was never in this realm. Anyway, she said it's important that we give Whitney a couple more spots. You already gave her all the spots. Put her on there twice.
Remember when we would be hosting, right? And Tommy would be like, well, Whitney's here. I'm like, oh, okay, but we have, you know, this comic, this time. And Whitney wasn't, like, big yet. Well, she's industry savvy. And he would make us put her up. And I was like, wait, but this person was waiting a lot. Not that we did, you know, it wasn't like, put Whitney up. We had to put her up right now. So funny.
It's not just sad, okay?
She owes her career to him. Should we?
I told her to put Delia on the show.
I'm gonna
There's not that many good-looking people out there in the world. Guys like me, Rena Zizi, Sebastian. That's the group you put yourself in?
That's it.
The thick-haired Italian dudes? That's where
Richie.
You fit?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Crazy. Yeah. Well, I'm excited that you're back, Mr. Ingram.
Yep.
I can't
I gotta
believe...
go get ready.
Yeah, we
I have a question before we leave.
Yeah.
Since I have the three of you here.
Whoa, this
there
is
seems
be...
to be a mystery. There's a comic that comes in here angry that his pictures keep getting removed.
Josh fucking
around.
Nassar.
Josh Nassar. We had a discussion about that the other day. I just don't know who moves his picture.
Why do they move his picture? Nobody knows.
He's
Nobody
the
knows.
Only person who I will not allow on this podcast.
I don't think he's the only person, but he's
he's on the list. He's on the top of your list.
There's
right
probably
now.
Others. I've forgotten a lot of the ones.
Okay.
I
can't
think of another.
But
Nick Youssef is on your podcast.
New.
He hasn't been on. No, I saw Nick Youssef in New York, and I walk by him. I'm like, "Is that Youssef?" And I go, "Hey, Youssef." And he goes, "Oh." And that was it. And then he just kept walking.
Great communication.
I was
skills.
Like, "Fuck yeah!" All right, still
wow.
got it. Our
still
relationship
it.
Hasn't changed in 20
Even
years.
Even in New York,
oh.
still got it.
Yeah,
still got
good.
That's great. But I guess they started the moving the picture thing when they changed the frames because you couldn't do it before.
Yeah.
He walked
so
in.
So this is
heated.
A new thing.
He was
yeah, he
not
was complaining
happy.
About the other night. Just bring another picture and we'll put it up.
So what does he go to you? And
we're all
he's
in
gone
on
to
it.
Me a few times.
It's a goddamn conspiracy.
I don't know who moves it. I don't have
I don't
the time to worry about who moves it.
I don't even know where his fucking picture is or
but
was or
it's
why
kinda,
it's on the wall.
Yeah.
I love that it's going on. 20 years ago, he was running a show in the Belly Room, and I would try and ruin it every single week. And to know that that tradition of...
Is still carrying
of
on.
Fucking with a guy who... Some people go, he's a nice guy, which, again, obviously means terrible comedian. But what I'm saying is he's not just a terrible comedian, he's also a terrible guy.
Oh,
and I think,
shit.
And I think that's the
that's
most
the name
important
of his
thing.
Album, I think.
It
that should be them.
It should be, hey, do you feel like not laughing? With Josh Nassar.
I got an idea. Yeah. Listen to this.
Yeah. You feeling too good right now? Get ready to bring yourself down.
He's a superstar on TikTok, I think.
He's got to be. He's TikToking, man. Good for him. That's where he belongs.
TikToking.
Something I'll never watch.
TikTok.
Good for you.
A platform I won't go on is the perfect place for him.
Nope.
Is that your only question? That's it?
I think that's it for right now.
All right. Well, we'll come up with something else. I can't believe we got Richie on the podcast.
Dude, I mean, now that we have Richie, I have a lot of questions, but it's going to get us in trouble. So
yes,
like
Richie
not
can't answer
questions.
A lot of questions.
We gotta, yeah. So we'll,
I can tell you my first like real encounter where I jumped on Team Richie real quick. I got a text because the club was closed. He's like, hey, I just got some kind of notification. There's motion in the... Comedy Store, can you head over there? I was actually staying next door. I hadn't moved here yet. Can you come next door? Sometimes homeless guys break in.
It happens.
So perfect guy to handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you think like there would be some kind of evidence of like maybe there's more motion or anything. Richie's like, I'm on my way. So I go in first. Richie comes in. Richie goes straight for the baseball bat. He goes, I hope there's someone in here. We start checking everything. And from that moment on, I'm like, I'm on Team Richie. He's looking for a problem.
Yeah, dude. This guy will find a problem.
That's how we connect.
He'll solve it before
other
people
know
it exists.
How do you think I get a job here being a friend from a girl from Philly? You get the bat.
Exactly.
You got to have a bat.
He had just got the Tesla, so he rolled in like Batman, went straight for the bat.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Different kind of Batman.
We went upstairs. We went downstairs. He was like, I hope there's someone in here. I was like,
what
actively looking for a problem.
I'm on that guy's team.
You got to be proactive and not reactive, guys.
That's right.
With
right.
that being said, let's go.
Guys, that's
show.
Great Thank advice.
You. The dark white. Out
Richie
there.
Taylor. Annie right. Letterman,
yeah.
Bobby Lee, thank you.
Thanks,
Ingram's
guys.
Back.
Keep tuning in here at WKOZ 298.
This is 250.
250
episodes.
Is that what this
pretty,
is?
Yes.
Pretty big, guys.
I can't believe we made it this far.
I can't believe you guys got past 25.
15 years.
15 years to get 250 episodes.
Up to 340 listeners worldwide.
How
mostly
dare
you. In North Korea.
Because of Bobby.
We have a big following there.
Do you have any dates coming up?
I'm going to be... I'm opening with Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock at 5 arenas.
Nice.
January 19th, 20th. It's like between the 19th and 27th.
Look on their
Go to their website.
I'm sure
Live Nation.
You don't put it on yours,
Live
right?
Live Nation.
Oh, yeah, Live Nation. That's
yeah,
right.
That's who's
oh,
putting
then
it
when
on.
You get back and have a free date, you can open with Josh Nasser.
Dude, me and Nasser will do a live podcast.
Perfect. January 27th. It's Bob Wheeler. January 27th, 28th at Mic Drop in San Diego. Also the 29th, Nashville Ryman Theater the Ryman Auditorium with Dice. Come by, check it out. We'll see you there.
Bye, guys.
McGriddles.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.